lebreke dararama aliam shitere dia karia poria bababalia sebrekia tatandande di ashaya. Be glorified, Father, elele visio brokoparia. Be glorified in us this morning, O God. Be glorified in amakia karosekele di andararamakaya, in our environment, O God. Edabakaselekia sombrete. God, be glorified in amokoshiti andanamakiata. Yalaba Elian Santandere and Abesia Brocopuria Bapapanse, Liande de Shetamboria Bapapansota, Lian Shaya, Lebroco Salaba Alliance, Telian Shekaya, Lebroco Parian de Lilian Shetelaba Alliance Socoria, Lebrecetele Lian Shetele Liandoria Taparia Taloco Shete, Lebroco Banda Delekia Sobrecaparia, Nenanama Alliance Sotoria Papandia Salakia Tatanda. May your name forever be glorified, Father. May your name forever be glorified. May your name forever be glorified, Father. Father, we seek your face this morning. We seek your face this morning. We seek you while you may be found, O God. Our hearts bow before you this morning, Father. Our minds bow before you, O God. We lay our burdens down before you, Father. We lay our burdens at your feet this morning. You said, take, Lord God, your yoke upon you. Take your yoke upon us, O God, for your yoke is easy and your burden is light, O God. And we thank you, Lord God, that we are yoked up with your word this morning. We are yoked up with your word this morning. We wear your word around our neck, O God. And God, we rehearse the word of God. We rehearse the word of God this morning.
Yes, Lord. We bless you, Almighty God. Reman kian sokana na man shete de yasukura baba bakeria. O la 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 bande de kura mande de kosele de kianda de satia. Roko samama kia te de kia sure yando rabo kosele de balisika. Father, we bless you. We thank you, Father. Reman kana mama mama shikiri an sokara base. O ramama we consult, O God. Father, Father, kasele base your spirit. Lord God, Father God, in all our endeavors, we consult, O God, your wisdom, for you are the only wise, O God. Father, Lord God, we exalt you, O God, this morning. Reba kashina man soko reba babande bebebe sukia. Reba kanla laban soko na man shikidio soko ratataya rebe karya dura. Father, we enter in, O God. Oh God, Rabba, with a posture, Lord God, of thanksgiving, oh God, Rabba Baba Shikanamanso, oh God, we come, oh God, before you, Father, Lord God, with an attitude, oh God, of gratitude, oh God, Abashe, and a posture of praise, oh God. Father, Lord God, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. We lift you up, Father. Reba kan sekereban shikiriyan sokalalaban se bakasalalabande above all the earth, O God. Father God, and all that dwell therein, O God. Father God, eba shikanaman, we give your name, O God, glory this morning. Eman Father, we thank you, Lord God, for being who you are. We thank you, Lord God, that in all your ways, oh God, that they are sovereign, oh God, and they are just. Thank you, Father, for being intentional, oh God, about your creation, for who art man that you are mindful of us, Father. Thank you, Lord God, Rabbah, for bringing us, oh God, Father God, into, oh God, the very activities, oh Lord God, Father God of your being. Thank you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, for unifying us, oh Lord God. Oh God, as your people, Lord God, as your ambassadors, Father God, Rebabani Siki Sokoya. Lord God, assistance, oh God, to your kingdom, oh God, ambassadors to the embassy of the Lord. We pasture ourselves before the only holy God. Rababa, there is none like you, O God, none to compare. Father, Reba Shikarabanda, we adore you, God. Rabande Bebekusalabansia, Reba, we lift up our Rabba, O God, our praise, O God. And worship you, O God, and you alone. Our reverence is reserved for you, Father. And as we marche into this morning, Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you, O God, are moving, O God, with us and even breathing on us, O God. Thank you, Lord God, for the activity, Lord God, of our limbs and our say, Lord God, for the function and the faculties, oh God, of our members this morning. Father, we, oh God, Father God, we come, oh God, Lord God, to begin, oh God, our day, oh God, with you, Lord God. Father God, to be with you, oh God, to be in your presence, oh Lord God. But in your presence, oh God, there is the fullness of joy, Father. And Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that in your presence, oh God, Father God, you give instruction, oh God, Father God, that in your presence, oh God, Father God, you give way, oh God, Lord God, for the ordinances of the day, Father. So Father, we come, oh Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God, Lord God, that we, oh God, we are your sons, oh God, we are your daughters, oh God, we are your people, oh God, we are your troops, O Lord God. Father God, Reman Shikiribian Sokorabale Laban Sokoribataya. Lord God, and we gather, Lord God, as the parade, O God, Father God, that you, O God, are called, that you have called and are equipping, O Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, in this day and time, O God, Father God, to bring to fruition, O God, the fulfillment, fulfillment, oh God, and the establishment, oh God, Father God, Reban Shikriya, of the order and the ordinances of your kingdom. We thank you, Father, Rabba, that as, oh God, we proceed, oh God, we move, Lord God, and oh Shikanamate, Lord God, synchronize with you, Father, that no longer, Lord God, will we move, oh out of the time, oh God, Father God, that you have appointed for us, oh God, Father, in the name of Jesus, no longer, Lord God, will we succumb, oh God, Father God, to faulty, oh Lord God, systems of disbelief. But Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we make, oh God, a choice, a sound decision, Father, to believe you and take you at your word, oh God. Father, we thank you, Lord, Lord God, as gatekeepers, Lord God. Father God, not only, oh God, to our families, oh God, Father God, but to, and to our neighborhoods, oh God, but over our bloodlines, oh God, Lord God, over our cities, oh God, Father God, over the areas and the mountains of influence, oh God, Father God, that you have called us to. Thank you, Father. Reba Sikirian Shekarabande, Alabokuraba Sekitaya, that Lord God, you, oh God, fully, oh God, teach us how to engage, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, Rebaba, with your spirit. Lord God, Rebaba Shekataya. Lord God, that we ourselves become your standard in the earth, Father. Reba Kasananaman Shkitalabo Uskitia. Ramaman Sikara. Lo Brandebekuya Baba Sikiria. That Lord God, we be a light on the hill, O God, that cannot be hid, O God. Lord God, that we be your salt in the earth, O Lord God. We thank you today, Lord God, and we yield ourselves, O God, Lord God, unto you. Father, examine us, O Lord God. Father God, in any area, Lord God, in us, O God. Father God, Raman Shikara, Lord God, that has, O God, Father God, continue, O God. Father God, Eba Shikara, Lord God, to lead us, oh God. Father God, outside, oh God, of your will. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, as we repent, oh God. Father God, bring, oh God, reckoning, oh God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to those areas, oh God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, that the things that we once did, we do no more, Father. Lord God, let the wisdom of God come upon us, oh God, to understand, oh God, the schemes and the plots of the enemy and the tactics. They may not all, oh God, seem evil, or they may not all even seem bad. That the enemy can even use a good thing that is not a God thing. Father God, so we pray today, Lord God, for increased wisdom. Father, your word says that if we ask for wisdom, Lord God, that you are faithful and you would give it to us liberally, Lord God. Father God, so we need, oh God, Father God, your wisdom, oh God, to walk out, oh God. Father God, your word, we need more of your wisdom, oh God. Father God, to walk, oh God. Father God, synchronized, oh God, and submitted to your will, Father. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. Father God, that any adjustments, oh God. Father God, we surrender, Lord God, to the aligning, Lord God, of your spirit in us, Father, in the name of Jesus, that brings us, oh God, Father God, to the place, Lord God, Rebbe, that show, oh God, your Ruach, Lord God, is blowing upon us, oh God, and pushing us to, oh God, we thank you that your breath of life, oh God, Father God, the same Ruach, oh God, Rebbe, that is your breath of life, oh God. Father God, it's also, oh God, the wind of God. The wind that causes things out of alignment to be aligned. The wind of God that brings things that were once. Father God, slow down. It causes acceleration. Father, we thank you, oh God, that your wind, oh God, Father God, is blowing, oh God, amongst, oh God, your people. We thank you, God. Lord God, that we will not look back, Lord God, to what was, oh God, but we press, oh God, we press towards the high mark and the calling of you through Christ Jesus, Lord God, to now, oh God, Father God, go forth to what is and what is to come. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that Lord God, you lead us, oh God, Father God, through two reigns, Aman Shikiria, Lord God, you teach us, oh God, your standards and your statutes, oh God, Father God, we thank you that Lord God, even the things, oh God, Father God, that we desire, Lord God, that do not, oh God, serve, oh God, Father God, any God purpose in our life, Lord God, let those very desires, God, Lord God, become detestable to us, oh Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we will no longer walk, oh God, Father God, in a way that seemeth right, God, unto us, oh God, and that way leads to destruction. We thank you, Father, Lord God, that the blood of Jesus, it fights for us. We thank you, God, that we are the redeemed of the Lord, oh God, today. We plead the blood of Jesus over the faculties of our being, oh God. And we thank you, Lord God, that we submit everything, oh God, that you have placed in our hands, Lord God, at, oh God, your will, oh God, to do what you have called it to do. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that, Lord God, as you, oh God, Lord God, place us, oh God, Father God, Lord God, in every area, Lord God, that you have predestined for us, oh God, Father God, that, Lord God, we be able to carry, Lord God, the torch, oh Lord God, Father God, in the light of your glory, Lord God, that will draw men unto you, God, that you would be lifted up, that you would be glorified, that you would be magnified, oh God. God, we thank you, Lord God, that even those, oh God, that can see, oh God, and hear, Lord God, everything that the world's propaganda, Lord God, has going on. Father God, that there is a people that can still, oh God, know that we serve a God that is all powerful and has all control in the palm of hand, oh God. And while the world is yet seeing shifts, and while the world is yet, Lord God, coming under, Lord God, attacks, oh God, there is an alignment in the realm of the spirit that are causing things, oh God, Rokotaya, Lord God, Ramanti, Rama, to be ready, ha, Rabababababakasi, that the world will see, ha, Ramama, in time, revival, oh God, in time, Rabababashikinian Soko, returning, oh God, to the house of God, in time, Rebabako Shakalaba Arianda de Babanse, running back, Rabababababa, say to their first love, like never before, Father, we thank you, Lord God, Rabba, that it is not by chance and not by mistake, oh God, that the things, oh God, in the earth are shifting, oh God, that climates are shifting, oh God, that things seem to be unnatural, out of sync and out of line, oh God, but in the spirit realm, they are coming, oh God, Lord God, into, oh God, the very alignment, oh God. That's why, oh God, I thank you. We thank you, God, this morning, oh God, for not forgetting about us, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, that you are giving, oh God, your lead stewards, oh God. Father God, Rebabanshia, and those that you entrust, oh God, Father God, to deliver the unadulterated word of God. Lord God, the instructions, Lord God, Rabba, directly from your throne, oh God. Father God, that prepare and pre-prepare a prepared people, Lord God, Rabba Sheke, for not just what's at hand, but for what's to come. We thank you, oh Lord God, Rabba Kashereba Isototoya, Remama, oh God, ready us, oh God, steady us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Rabba, let us, oh God, be still enough, oh God, to hear you, Rabba Shikiria, let us be still enough, oh God, to sense you, oh God, Father God, God, but let us stay, oh God, Father God, ready enough, oh God, to move, oh God, Father God, Rebabashe, oh God, at light speed, oh God, when you speak, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I pray today that, Lord God, during, oh God, Father God, this time, oh God, Father God, of consecrated prayer, Lord God, Remamanshikia, Loborianda Bakushete, Alaba Ansia, that Father, Lord God, you are Namanshe, Ninianso, you are building, oh God, us as altars unto you, that Lord God, those, oh God, Father God, who did not even really have a prayer life, Father God, that their prayer altars, Lord God, will never burn out. Let our altars never burn out again, God. Reban Shikirian Sokolaban Sekitaya, Reman Sokonamandia Sokor. Father, in the name of Jesus, let, oh God, let it be a pleasure, Lord God, to be in your presence, oh Lord God. Let time with you, oh God, Father God, Adabase, exude time, Lord God, in the way, oh God, that man understands it. Father, we thank you, Lord God, Father God, that you, oh God, are doing, oh God, new things, oh God, Father God, but to us, oh God, Father God, but they were already predestined, oh God, Father God, to you. We thank you, God, for just, oh Lord God, bringing us, oh God, into God, the perfect alignment, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we shall see what you said, Lord God, come to pass, Lord God, and we come against, oh God, Father God, every enemy, Lord God, to our destiny. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus against it. We plead the blood of Jesus against every lie. We plead the blood of Jesus against every ought of the enemy. We plead the blood, Rebaba, against every attack, against every assault. Lord God, we plead the blood of Jesus. Father God, for the blood of Jesus, it fights for us. For the blood of Jesus speaks for us. Lord God, and we thank you that, Lord God, Lord God, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. We thank you today that no weapon of the enemy shall be able to prevail against us, O God. Father God, but by the authority, Lord God, of the Lord and the power, Lord God, of your might, O God, we thank you that we bring every scheme and ploy and tactic of the enemy. We call it null and void, and we bring it to naught, God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for moving, oh God. Father God, blockages and, Lord God, barricades out of the way, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father God, increase our endurance. Father God, Lord God, increase, oh God, our spiritual stamina. Father, in the name of Jesus, let us be a people, God, that are no longer weak and worn out, Father. But Lord God, build in us, oh God, a resistance, oh God, that pushes back. Let us, oh God, Lord God, be your troops, oh God, Lord God, that assemble, oh God, as a battleship, Lord God, that pushes through, oh God, even the most stormiest of weathers, oh Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus, let us come out of agreement with comfort, oh Lord God, and compromise, oh God. Father God, that we, oh God, come, oh God, and to, oh God, the completion, oh God, of the commissions of the Lord that are upon our life, oh God. We thank you, Father, that this day, oh God, Lord God, it will yield, oh God, Father God, evidence, oh Lord God, Father God, of not only who you are, oh God, to us, but who you are in us, oh God. Let this day, oh God, let our lives, oh God, yield the fruit, oh God, Father God, of your spirit this day, oh God. Father God, Reman Sikiria Shekalaba Arobosaya, Lord God, Reba Kariante Kara, let the word of God, Lebianda Baba Shukura Mamaman Shikiria Sokotaya, Reba Bandebe Kusalabandebe Baba, lead us, oh God, be a light unto our path, Father. In the name of Jesus, let thy word, Father God, lead us, O God, and let us take hold, O God, to terrain, O God, that may, O God, have caused us to turn, God, in seasons past, because it seemed too tough. But in this season, Lord God, we take it by force. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that we have the backing of heaven. Father God, we call, O God, Father God, on the angels of the Lord. Father God, Lord God, to assist, abide, O God. Father God, go before us, O God. Father God, we deploy now the angel armies of the Lord. And we thank you, Father, that, Lord God, you go before us. You make our way, O God, straight before us. You clean out the paths before us, O God. Your goodness and mercy follows us, O God. Father God, and we thank you that today, Lord God, we shall see, Lord God, the evidence of your fruit, God. Father God, being yielded up, O God, in us. Lord God, we bless you. O God, we thank you. Lord God, that day by day we will never be the same. Thank you, Lord God, for never taking your hand, Lord God, off of us. Thank you, Lord God, for your mercies on you every morning. Thank you, God, for your compassions that have never failed us, Father. Thank you, Lord God, for renewed minds today. Thank you, Father, that we agree with you, God. And not just with word, but Lord, not just with our word, O God, but with the very meditations of our heart and the secret parts. For you desire truth in the inward parts, O God. In our inward parts, we agree. Bring agreement in our inward parts and our secret chambers of our heart, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, that we will see, God, what we thought we would never see. Let us not just use "we believe, God," but never ever see what we said we believe, because our belief was tainted. Lord God, let truth prevail in us this day. It is in Jesus' name, God, that we thank you, Lord God. Father God, that day by day, Lord God, if I saw, we see your hand, O God. Father God, that that day by day, Lord God, Ramande Shokora, you draw us, O God, even more. Lord God, we desire you even more. We are hungry ever more, Father. Lord God, kindling us a fire that will not go dim, that will not burn out, and that will not be lukewarm. It is in Jesus' name that we come before you, and we thank you, Lord God, for your very presence, O God. We thank you, Lord God, to be called your people, and we thank you that you are our God, that you are our Abba, O God, and we give you glory in Jesus' mighty, matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. If the apostles or the prophets or anyone has heard or has anything to say, good morning, please speak now.
Well, good morning, everyone. Good morning. Good morning to everyone that is on the line on this morning. This is Apostle Ava Bethel here, and I want to publicly thank Prophet Zaporia for leading us on this morning. As she was leading in prayer, the Lord began to speak to me, and I'm not going to release it all right now. I'm just going to tell you what I'm going to be talking about at noon. Apostle, we can't hear you. Can you all hear me?
Yes, we
now
can hear
we
you
can.
Now, Apostle.
Okay, yes. Okay. So I'll start again. I want to thank Prophet Zaporia for praying on this morning. It opened up the way for me to hear what the Lord was saying, and I'm not going to release it all. I'll release it at noon. And for those that are not able to get on at noon, we will record it. But I will say this. As she was praying, it opened up the way to speak to for the Lord to speak to me about King Saul. And as I was listening to the Father, he said to me, I will say yes to my people's insistence without endorsing the motives underneath it. Let me say that again. The Lord said to me, I will answer the people and I will give them. I will say yes to the things that they will insist on, but I will not endorse the motives underneath it. He was talking to me about Saul and how the people wanted to be like other nations. They wanted a king, and they insisted they wanted someone visible. They did not want God. God wanted to be their king. He was their king. He wanted to lead them himself. If you remember, the people didn't even want God to speak to them directly. They said, no, 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 let Moses talk to us. And so Moses would go up with God and would speak directly with him and then come back and relay the message. They didn't want God to be their direct king. They wanted someone visible. And God was saying to me, Ava, I will go ahead and permit what people insist, but I will not endorse the motives behind it. And I'm going to get a little further into that at noon, because I want us to see, the Lord wants us to see where we are in our nation right now, the United States of America. And he wants us not to get so consumed. A lot of us are watching the news and we're watching all of these things. And listen, as an intercessor, I am a proponent for making sure that we are in the know. We do need to know what's going on, but to a degree, we need to balance that out with what the Spirit is saying, because we can get, our ears can get muddied with what people are saying and not really hearing what the Spirit of God is saying. And sometimes when the Spirit of God is saying something and it looks opposite of what the people are saying, we get confused, because we're like, God, but we see the evil reigning and we see the evil rising, but God, you're saying something else. So I want to get into that a little bit more at noon on today in prayer. And I thank God for intercession opening up the channel so that we can hear what the Lord is saying to us, because it's many people talking and it's many voices that are being released, but all of the voices are not coming from the Lord. Amen. And we have to make sure. That's the reason why we consecrate ourselves. That's the reason why we separate ourselves. That's the reason why we cannot talk and have certain conversations with certain people. It's not because we think we're better than them. No, it has nothing to do with that. It's so that we can be a channel from the Lord to the nation. We can be a channel from the Lord to the local assembly, that we can be a pure stream from the Lord to the people. And so I'll release that at noon. I love you all. Thank you so much for being on the line on this morning. God bless you and more grace.
More grace.
I give it back over to you, Prophet.
Amen. That is definitely the word of the Lord. If there will be no other, if no one else has a word from the Lord, we will release the line.
Wait. There may be someone else that may have something.
Okay. Wait a few minutes. The line is still open. If you didn't hear anything,
I thought I heard someone. I thought I heard someone coming. Yeah. That's why I said, "Wait a minute," because I thought I heard someone speaking. Maybe that was just me, but I didn't want to close the line at that person. If you're there and you want to come, please. I know some of you are scared. You got a word, or you heard something, or you don't want to come forth. But come forth on this morning if you're here. Brittany, are you here? Come and tell your notable testimony, woman of God, if you're here on the line.
This is Prophet Shan. I just want to say thank you, Prophet, for leading the charge this morning. It was, as I was praying, it just felt like such a refreshing time in prayer. And so I just thank God for the refreshing.
Will there be another, as Apostle said, whether you heard something, sensed something, if you have a testimony, don't let fear or the thought or even comparisons or maybe thinking your testimony may not sound as profound as somebody else. What God is doing for all of us is profound right now. So don't be afraid. Open up your mouth and declare the goodness of the Lord. Will there be another to share?
Good morning. St. Miami, this is Tara. Prophet Zipporah, thank you so much for this session this morning. While you was praying, the only thing I was hearing the Lord say is shift. That's what the Lord was telling me, shift. Shift. That's all I was hearing when you were praying. Thank you for the word. Thank you so much.
Man, we bless God. We shift with God. We agree with God. And I want to say, even as what you say you will expound on later, Apostle, that even as you said it while I was praying, that is something that God was showing, had showed me. I haven't talked to many people, as you said, or really I don't talk to many people like that anyway about stuff. But where in the natural it looked like pure, it was like two-sided almost. And in one area looked at chaotic from one perspective because of the view. But the spiritual perspective, what looked at chaotic and was coming and looked at everywhere, there was actually a synchronizing in the unseen. There was something greater that was not as, it wasn't as it seemed. And I just thank God that we are under and we are with and being taught and fed truly from a source and a place that has an appetite for God. I know that I can speak, and I know I'm speaking for me, but I believe in that at this point I can say for those who know what it is to sit to the table with you, that we thank God that you have an appetite that is holy. And we thank God that what you eat and that what you chew, you digest first. You don't just feed us anything, that we can entrust that we're not eating or we're not chewing or we're not coming into agreement with anything that God that has not come in directly from the hand of God to feed his people. I just want to openly say I am grateful for that, because it is very imperative in this time. Be mindful of what table you're sitting at. Be mindful of who you are allowing to feed you. Make sure that you have an entrusted vessel that is entrusted by God, and only God can let you know, not you, not your own opinion, not your own thoughts or your own comforts or discomforts, but I thank God for being at a table that you know is not giving you the delicacies of man that will end up spoiling the goods of God in you. So I believe that I can say that for myself and for those who are able to eat from this, from the table that God has prepared before us. We are grateful this morning. Will there be another before we release the line?
Grace and peace, everyone. This is PIT Cam. I want to say thank you, Prophet Zipporah, for praying and leading the charge in intercession this morning. As we were praying, I heard the word morning dew. And I had to look, it was me, Apostle, that came on, but God was still downloading what he was saying to me about morning dew. And he led me to Hosea 14 and 5, where it talks about, I will be like the dew to Israel. He shall blossom like the lily. And that's talking about God himself. Dew happens before it's like the world's not even up yet. And when you wake up, dew is there. And it's what prepares the ground for fruit. And I heard the Spirit of the Lord say that he's bringing provision and divine renewal. And that this dew is coming without striving, that this dew is coming without any human effort. This dew, this fruit that is being prepared is coming without labor because of your diligence in intercession, because of your diligence in seeking after God. It's something that's super attractive to him, those that come diligently seeking his face, not necessarily wanting anything from him, but wanting to be in his presence, wanting to glorify his name, and it is attractive to God. And because of that, there is a dew that is coming. And so I just want to encourage everyone to continue to hold to the plow, continue to speak to the rock, continue to pray and intercede. As Apostle was saying yesterday, the tension is going to come, the opposition is going to come, but keep pressing because morning dew is here. Thank you.
We receive. Thank you, Lord. We receive. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we bless the Lord for the word of the Lord. Thank you, PIT Cameron. Thank you for the word of the Lord. And we agree. We agree with the word of God this morning. It is such a blessing. It is such a refreshing. I don't know, but I really can sense a refreshing. I don't know how to quite put it, but I can sense a real refreshing, a cooling. And I know it's cooler outside, but inside my house is the same. But I'm talking about spiritually, I can feel a refreshing. And I just thank God. I thank God for God. I thank God for God. Will there be another, or will there be another testimony or anything else before we release the line? We just thank God for you all this morning. We thank God for God. I'm going to be obedient. I'm going to say this, and if there will be no other, I'm going to release the line. There's someone on the line, and you're not saying, I don't know who it is. And to you, you're not looking at it as a testimony or something to say. But there has rekindled the relationship with you and God. It's being rekindled in this. And you're quiet about it because you don't know if it's really God or if it's you. You're questioning that. I can hear that. God, I don't know if this, I don't want to say that because what if it's just me? What if it's just emotional? What if it's just emotionalism? What if it's just because I'm on the line with them? What if it's just only because I'm doing the 60 for 60 with them? What if it's really not me and you that's really conveying? What if it's not me and you that intimacy is being built in? The devil is a liar. It is being built. It is being built. Whoever that is, it is being built. It is being built. You and God's intimacy is being built. It is being built.
Sometimes it takes us, you don't just, you, it takes a spark to catch a fire. So if this was the spark, if the 60 was the spark so that you can catch a fire or fire again, so be it. But for whoever that is, I pray that you get the confidence enough to share or to open up and say, it's me. I was once in a dry season, and I can feel that this intercession, this prayer in God's presence is watering our relationship again. Because there may be another that's on the line that needs to hear it too. I pray that the confidence of God, the confidence in God, will release you to speak, even if not now, but in soon days to come.
Hey,
I'm gonna wait a few more seconds. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm trying to figure out how to say this, but everything, like even with the 60 for 60, and you know my relationship with most of you guys, and I never looked at it as a dry spell or anything like that, but I do feel or sense like a closer walk with God spiritually in a different sense, because I do have a walk with God. He is with me every day. I pray every day in and out of season and all of that. But since first Sunday when I, you know, came to church, and ever since, it's different. It's different. I do pay attention more to things around me, spiritually, non-spiritually, or however it's going. For lack of better words and knowledge right now, I'm just going to leave it right there. And I know it may not seem like it, but when it comes to certain things at certain times, I am very introvert and shy about what I need to say on a more spiritual level. More gracious right now.
I'm not sure who this is, but I think this is my Tawana. Is that Tawana?
It is. Yeah.
Good morning,
yeah, that's Tawana. Good morning.
Yeah, Tawana.
I had to come forth, and I had to come forth on that, because you're not alone in that. You're not alone. You're not alone in feeling introverted and not wanting to say things about the things of the spirit, because sometimes we feel like, and I'm so thankful for obedience. I'm telling you, I'm so thankful for obedience. I get on my sons and my daughters about that all the time. Obey God. Obey God, because maybe if she wouldn't have said that, you wouldn't have said what you said. And you don't even understand that as you're saying that, there's things that are breaking not just off of you, but off of your family because of your alignment with the Lord. It has more to do with your alignment with the Lord than it has to do with your alignment with people. Everything, it has to do with what you are allowing God to do through you. And you're not the only one that feels like, oh, I don't know enough, or, you know, I don't want to speak out of turn, or whatever we feel in those moments. But I am so grateful that the Lord would allow me to witness your growth. We know that you know God, but there is so much more to God that God wants to reveal to us. So I'm thankful that you are allowing yourself to go further and deeper than you've ever experienced God before. So I just wanted to say that on this morning. Thank God for you.
I concur. I love you, Tawana. I love you. I call her Wana. I love you, Wana. I love you, man.
You know?
And I love you, too.
Man.
Of course, oh my
All
God.
Right, Prophet Zipporah. I mean, Prophet Chan, you see your sister?
Yes, I see her. And I bless
Glory
God.
Be to
Thank
God.
God.
Listen, you don't know, like, our relationship. I'm so, that's, man, that's my girl. Okay, we bless the Lord. Will there be another? Thank you, God, this morning. It do my heart good. I'm so grateful for God. That's my girl. That's one of them. Will there be another this morning before we release the line? If our hearts are clear, meet us back on the same line, same number, at 12 noon for our second session of the day on 60 for 60. Let's come expecting with a heart of expectancy and ready to be before the Father, just to be in His presence. We thank God if he has a release for us at that time through His apostle. We are ready to give ear, but just to be in the presence of God. What a beautiful time it is. I thank God for each and every one of you. Also, again, I'm going to let Apostle or I don't know, or Stacy, someone, can you please give the website, because the recordings are now, most of the recordings are not available that you can go and play back. I'm going to let them come forward and tell you the website, and we will bid you more grace after that. Could somebody give them the website, please?
Good morning. This is P.I.T. Renita. To access the recordings, you can visit centmiami.com/6460 using the numbers, not the words, or you can visit centmiami.com and then go in the navigation bar, click more, and then click 60 for 60. Either way, that will get you to the recordings.
Okay. If you got it, those who got it, if not, it'll be repeated again at noon. We pray and we bid you the blessings of the Lord over your day. Go with God and more grace.
More grace.
More grace.